This is Hoist the Black Flag, a Star Wars Legends Knights of the Old Republic video games fanfic, written by Draconic Sock Puppet and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Gen, with additional tags for post-canon. Character kidnapped by space pirates becomes their new leader. Revan's continuing adventures in conquering the galaxy. The call came when Beodor slept. Visus fetched him while T3M4 exchanged data and burbled binary pleasantries with Master Surik. Once assembled, their master wasted no time. "The good news is, I've found Revan." Master Surik sighed deeply. "The bad news also is, well, I've found Revan." "What's she done this time?" Beodor's voice was flat, but his force presence seemed amused. "Piracy." Visus nodded. "That makes sense." "It does?" Master Surik's tone was doubtful. "Revan excels at leading disparate groups against their own interests. Having given up her previous armies, she has set herself a new task and assembled a new force with which to complete her mission."
"I see your point," Master Surik said.
"But still, pirates..."
Beodor did not vocally express the depths of his disdain for such undisciplined scum, but Visus could feel it simmering. "They only think they are pirates. They are soldiers now, retained in service to the Grand Commander of the Republic. She simply has not informed them of their changed allegiances," Visus explained.
"It was how Darth Revan had suborned half the Jedi of Dantooine, after all."
"Where are we meeting you, Master?"
"Terminus."
Convincing their way onto the pirate flagship took a little force, but it wasn't difficult.
"Tremble in fear. The great and powerful Dread Pirate Revan will drink from your skulls."
"Yes, we're old friends," Master Surik replied pleasantly. "One time I blew up a planet full of Mandalorians for her." The pirate wasn't quite sure what to do with that, and after some stammering, scurried off, leaving Master Surik to open the door.
Revan seemed engrossed in a datapad, but her terrifyingly strong force presence blazed with joy when she saw Master Surik.
"Mitra, you made it!"
Master Surik crossed her arms and set her feet.
Resolute, stern, forbidding, and beneath all that, reluctantly fond.
"You always do this."
"Look, it's not my fault this time. I was kidnapped."
Revan's presence roiled with glee even as she pleaded.
Her sheepish tone was obviously a lie.
"Also, they were completely unorganized with some terrible chain of command mix-ups. The previous bosses kept switching out lieutenants so often that no one knew who to report to. I only had to sweet-talk a couple of people and give a speech to the crew, and boom, suddenly I'm the new captain, and the old one is mysteriously marooned on Felucia."
Mitra nodded calmly.
"And who are we assaulting this time?"
Revan grinned, slow and sly. "We?"
"Let's assume I trust you to have a deserving target. Say, the true Sith."
Revan flung a hand over her face and slumped back in her seat.
"You found Kreia."
"She found me." Mitra smiled.
"She thought she could convince me to fall."
Revan started laughing. "I see that went well for her."
"About as well as it usually does.
So, Sith?"
"I sent HK-47 out to find more minions, but yes, we should do some reconnaissance." HK-47 had, in fact, found a droid factory that turned asteroids into murder bots.
It's no Starforge, but it'll do. Revan clapped her hands. Time to get to work.
Four years later, a true Sith sent a Zabrak ambassador to open diplomatic relations with the Republic and deliver a shipment of holocrons to the Jedi Temple on Coruscant.
The God Emperor of the Sith sends her regards,
Beodor told Bastila the Shan as he handed the Durastil coffer over.
And also would like to warn the Council that brainwashing never sticks, so don't even try it.
Bastila blinked twice, then grimaced.
Again?
The end. Reader's notes. Inspired by a post in the Podfic tag on Tumblr by Death Trap Doe about wanting to Podfic and no mic, no editing software, no idea. And my sort of response to that about being able to podfic entirely on your singular phone device with an internet connection, this was done entirely with one singular phone device, no computers involved at all. Well, not, you know, phone is a pocket computer, but you know what I mean. I used Voice Recorder, the inbuilt voice recording on my Android phone for recording. I used Lexus Audio Editor for the sort of clipping out bits. And then I did noise removal through Auphonic's noise removal algorithm. Cover art was made with PixArt, and I think I'm going to host this either on Mediafire or Box, because both of those I have the apps on my phone for uploading storage. Thank you so much to Draconic Sock Puppet for having blanket permission to Podfic. I absolutely, entirely adore the idea of Revan as a pirate, the dread pirate Revan, doing exactly this is as little, this is what she did already, and we know she's going to do it again. And Mitra's, well, we've done it once. We're going to back you again because that's who we are. I just love them so much. Let them have adventures. Who needs this horrifying, terrible sadness when we could be space pirates together? So yeah, thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.